Oasis Audio presents The Giant Yo-Yo Mystery by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Read for you by Tim Gregory. Chapter 1. An Unhappy Neighbor.
Hey, everyone!
6-year-old Benny Alden cried as he ran into the living room, dragging an old red yo-yo by its string.
You'll never guess what I just did!
Benny's 10-year-old sister Violet glanced up from her book.
What did you do, Benny?
Yes, tell us,
12-year-old Jessie said eagerly. She and 14-year-old Henry were in the middle of a game of checkers. Their grandfather, James Alden, set his newspaper aside.
Whatever it is, must be pretty exciting. You're all out of breath, Benny.
Benny grinned.
I know, he said, panting. And my news is exciting.
He took a deep breath, then said,
I just broke my own record.
Record for what? Henry asked.
Yo-yoing.
Benny held up his yo-yo.
My old record was 42, but I just made this yo-yo go up and down 57 times.
That's wonderful, Benny, Jessie said.
It sure is,
Grandfather agreed. He looked closer at the yo-yo in Benny's hand.
Hey, where did you get that yo-yo?
I found it out in the boxcar,
Benny replied. Back before the children had come to live with their grandfather, they lived in an old boxcar. Their parents had died, and they didn't know their grandfather. They were afraid he'd be mean, so they ran away. They found an old boxcar in the woods.